Donna's made a motion to approve the agenda. Have a second, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, with that, we'll move forward to our public or guest remarks. Somebody grab the silence. Now we have public or guest remarks, and we would ask this evening to sign up to limit your remarks to 3 to 5 minutes.
Thanks, Rose.
Thank you.
All right, first up, we have Mr. Rob Farmer. If you would get up, state your name, address.
Sure. Rob Farmer, 2221 Highway 16, Marion, Virginia. And I won't take anywhere near between 3 and 5 minutes.
Okay.
I just wanted to say thank you for providing me the information with your legal counsel information. I've heard from Mr. Morrison. I look forward to receiving the information from the insurance company and their carrier. And I appreciate the opportunity to work with both of them.
Okay.
Have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
Deal with your business.
Thank you. Okay, now, Mr. Pease, if you could introduce yourself to us. And for those of us who don't know you, he's a faithful patron here.
Well, good evening. I'm Lynn Pease from Chilhowee, and I'm the president of the Friends of the Chilhowee Library. And thank you for inviting me this evening. I've not gotten out much for the last probably 8 months. I had some serious back surgery done, and so I've been told to stay away from crowds and everything else. But I'm starting to get up where I can move around and I can feel almost human again. So fortunately, Heather's been doing an outstanding job in Chilhowee. And people down there just love her. She's always trying to find some way of being available under these conditions for the public. And she's doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Wish we could do more. We've not had a friends meeting there in quite a while. And we'll try to get that whenever we can. But we've not been able to get our officers together, me personally, because of the things that I've gone through.
Now, historically, you guys have done a lot for the library in Chilhowee, and we just really appreciate that.
Yeah, we've been fortunate. We've been able to do probably everything that's been asked from what Linda wanted and now Heather needed, and we feel good that we can do that. We've had good support from the folks. A lot of our members are elderly, and they're starting to drop out, so we're going to have to really work to get our base back up again. And I think we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know of anything that has been asked that we haven't been able to provide, and that's above and beyond the budget, so.
Well, like I say, we really, truly appreciate all your support, and we know that community really thrives with you all and an active Friends of the Library down there, and,
yeah,
and anything we can do to continue to help support you all in your efforts and work together in that community.
Okay, well, thank you, and we're there to help whenever we can. So
we really appreciate it.
We do.
Any questions?
I think that's it. We just wanted to make sure that we knew who you were, and everybody was introduced to you and knew what you were doing down there. And
okay.
We really appreciate you coming up tonight.
Thank you. Well, I'll come when I can, but you've got to be careful.
Yeah, we
yes.
All do. Thank you for coming, though.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all that signed up for public or guest remarks. Anybody else that didn't sign up that would like to speak? Okay. With that, I'll ask Patton to go ahead and read the motion for us to go into our closed session.
I make a motion to enter into closed session under the Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711-A.7 for the purpose of legal consultation regarding possible litigation by a former library employee. Also to discuss an E-rate contract and a personnel matter about hiring in the accounting department.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Jim?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, with that, we would ask anybody else who is logged in to please log out. And we will proceed with closed session. And after that, we will come back in and continue the meeting. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Did Kristen ever?
Nancy Pelosi's only two ventilators.
What's that?
I think we can go ahead.
Okay, Patton, are you ready to go ahead and read that resolution, come out of closed session?
Yes.
Yeah, call her.
Okay, and then Chris is giving her the question.
She's there.
Okay.
We're ready. Go ahead and read that.
This is a resolution for the certification of the closed session. Whereas the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees has convened in a closed session on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act. And whereas Section 2.2-312 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees that such meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law. Now, therefore, let it be resolved that the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements by Virginia law were discussed in the closed meeting to which this certification applies, and that only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening in the closed session were heard, discussed, and considered by the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees.
Is that your motion?
Mm-hmm.
That we accept that?
Yes.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, it's unanimous in the affirmative. Okay, then we'll go ahead and proceed with our agenda this evening, which the next item is the approval of the minutes from the past meeting in January. If you all have had a chance to review those in your board packets.
I did, and I make a motion to accept.
Okay, Donna has made a motion to accept the minutes. And do I have a second?
I wasn't here.
Oh, that Patton wasn't here. Jim, have you reviewed the minutes?
I'll second it.
Okay, Jim, second. All in favor?
I'll answer that question. I'll second it.
All right, thank you. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Abstain? Or opposed? Okay, minutes have passed. Now we're going to go into the approval of disbursements. And we have with us tonight Teresa Tuggle, who sent us an email with those. Have you all reviewed the email from Teresa with the disbursements for the that month? Do you have any questions about the disbursements that were in that email? Anybody? I reviewed them. I didn't see any questions about the disbursements. Do we have a motion to approve the disbursements?
I'll move that motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. I do have one question that for Teresa. It's on the financial statement for as of January 31st, 2021, where it's under current assets. We have the 2020 and the 2021 right there at the top.
Yes.
I noticed that under the cash fiduciary fund, this year it's showing $15,078.64, and last year it's showing zero. And the same thing with the line below that. Can you tell me why those lines are zeros?
In the prior year, the book fund and the general fund were two separate general ledgers. They were never combined into financial statements.
Okay. So you've split that out.
We combined those for 2021, and both those funds are in the same. That's why they're not showing in 20.
So the funds that we're showing as 15,045 would have been in that 2020 line item under which one?
Under the first one.
Okay.
And the same is true of the book fund. Whatever cash was in that account in 2020 would have been under the second line.
Okay. So I'm showing that last year at this time they were $140,830 and this year we're at $202,340.
That's your fund.
Yeah, our fund.
Yeah. Right. That's your...
Okay, so that's the difference within the year. Okay, that was my question on that. Anybody else have any questions on the financials?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have anything, anything you need to bring before us? Like, are we doing well with our finances or anything that you would like to bring up that we need to be aware of?
I did include in these the new budget numbers that were sent to me by Rose.
Okay.
So those are included in these.
Okay.
But it looks, I mean, you're still showing a profit, showing an income.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to be doing well.
Okay, so there's nothing that you think we need to be aware of as a board that we should address?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. I don't think anybody have any other questions for Teresa before we say she can go if you'd like.
Thank you.
I don't think we have anything else.
Yes, thank you.
Madam Chair, I just realized something on the minutes. And we probably need to correct.
Those are old minutes. Are those the new minutes? What is it?
The minutes from January.
Okay.
It has 2021 here, but 2020 here. So we probably need to correct that.
Sorry about that.
So just change the date.
From the very top, yes, I will get that fixed.
The first time I read it, I didn't even see it.
I didn't.
Okay. There we go.
I think it's still 20.
We'll make that change then.
That 2020 year, it just wants to have it on.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Teresa. We're going to move on to our next item, which is the director's report. So Rose will give you the floor for that.
All right. Got a lot to tell you and some really wonderful, cool things. This is my favorite part to tell you.
Okay, good.
To brag about all the cool stuff people are doing.
We like that.
Can I give them 1 second? Did we vote on the disbursements?
We did.
Oh, okay. I missed it. Sorry.
It was just fast.
So I attended the February 9th County Board of Supervisors meeting, and just to introduce myself, thank you, Teresa, and to give them an update about the library, they asked some questions that gave me a chance to talk more, so I did, and talked about the library, so that was wonderful. Since I came back February 1st, it's been all about the budget, so we made our deadline for submitting to the county, which was last Friday, the 12th. And we submitted to the town of Marion on Monday the 15th. And we have the town of Saltville by the end of this week, and then the town of Chilhowie by the end of the month. So all of those are going well. With both Saltville and Chilhowie, Heather and Chris are taking the lead on drafting those, but we will...
What's that?
He's not gonna say anything.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So for both of those, we will sign those jointly to the towns of Chilhowie and Saltville so that it's clear that the person they know in the community is signing the request, but that I'm signing also so that we're supporting the entire system from from the library.
Mm-hmm.
All of the department heads and branch managers were involved in creating the budget. So I asked everybody to tell me what they needed to be able to run the library next year, and they did. And so that was super helpful. I've also, to all of our funders, conveyed my willingness to answer questions, to appear at budget committee meetings, to appear at hearings, to give them whatever information they need to be able to say yes to us. So we'll see. This is obviously my first budget season here, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
I learned on February 11th, unfortunately, that our insurance carrier is denying our claim for the elevator repair. So we now are back to having to find a way to pay for that repair. I reached out to the county. I had had previous discussions with them, and I know that Sean met with the Board of Supervisors Building Committee and discussed this with them. So we have not been able to have a meeting about that, but I will be working with them to figure out how we split the cost of that in an equitable way.
Mm-hmm.
I learned today that there was a roof leak in Chilhowie in the library, and so Heather has reached out to the town. It was not a huge leak, it was a small leak, and the town has told her that in any event they intend to repair that roof. And they're putting that in their budget for the coming fiscal year to be able to replace that roof. Because we've had leaks there in the past.
Can I ask?
Sure.
Stop one thing about the elevator. I just want you to know that even though this library was funded in the community and through the Friends of the Library all and built this building and did all, it's owned by the county.
Right. Yes, we know.
Okay. So it really is their responsibility.
Oh, yes. We know. We've had that conversation.
Okay. Okay. So, I don't want you blindsided.
Yeah. The problem is the elevator was 31 and a half years old, and evidently the coverage extends out to 30 years. And so they
missed it by a year and a half.
They think that just what happened to our elevator is normal wear and tear of an elevator, and that it fails, and this is the way it fails. Mm-hmm. So we're going to.
Even though, he acted to us like it was pretty rare for a catastrophic failure to occur.
Yeah. So, I have reached out to the county to find out what their experience is with. Should we appeal the claim? Mm-hmm. Is there, any mileage in doing that? Mm-hmm. So I hope to hear back from them.
All right.
We have a staff meeting on February 5th for all of the staff. And we talked about our lessons learned from our recent COVID exposure in Marion, our efforts to obtain vaccines for all staff, our snow policy, change in our payroll process. We're changing our payroll process to pay everyone every 2 weeks, so people have a more steady income. And we talked about continuing education materials that are available to the staff and starting to plan for post-pandemic activities, which is what we all want to get to.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yesterday, we distributed our COVID care packages, and this was a huge success. All of the bags that were prepared, it was a cross-library effort. So Chris Sheets from Saltville led the team, but Heather Carter from Chilhowee and Amber Combs from Marion were the committee, and they did just a wonderful job. They got a ton of information from health partners in the community about emotional health and nutritional health and well-being during COVID. They solicited, Heather was really fantastically successful in soliciting contributions from local businesses. So they had tea bags and candles and just wonderful stuff, and the patrons loved it. So we advertised on our Facebook, it was first come, first serve until they're exhausted. They were all exhausted yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris and everybody had little consolation packs because we wanted people who showed up later to at least get something. So no one who showed up looking for a care package went home empty-handed. Everybody got something.
Mm-hmm.
So I
enjoyed reading about that in the paper too.
Yeah, that was nice.
Well, and I particularly loved that it was that it was a collaborative effort across the library system. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and I think that's so important for us to do because there's been some strength in past years over there.
Yeah, it's good to be unified, and that's great when we can work together like that. So
yes, and they did a wonderful, wonderful job. Well, it was the committee, and they did just a wonderful job with great partnership from the community. So it was terrific. Chilhowee has a new outdoor story walk, and as soon as it went up, there were kids and parents out there watching that outdoor story walk.
Mm-hmm.
Our Marion Children's team has created Worry Monster kits for kids that have been incredibly popular. Tracy gets them out the door as fast as she can make them. I think we were at 145. We're probably
at 170 now.
Yeah, 170.
That's amazing.
Well, we had article in the paper, which helped. Definitely.
That's amazing.
But it's been
really popular. And we resumed our outreach to Valley Healthcare in Chilhowee in February. Mm-hmm. So we were with Francis Marion Manor here in Marion, and now with Valley Healthcare in Chilhowee.
Mm-hmm.
I love to brag about them. They do such wonderful work. So coming in the near future, Marion is going to participate with the Lincoln Theater in Tunes for Tots for preschoolers. Where they'll have a little movie, and then Tracy will be there with a story and some craft kits. Chilhowee is working with the town, and so Heather in the Chilhowee branch is working with the town for an Easter event with a themed story walk. All of the branches are working on Citizen Science Month programs in April, and each branch will do a slightly different program for Citizen Science Month, but all of our branches will be doing Citizen Science Month for April. And we're all planning now for summer reading. We don't know what we'll be able to do in terms of summer reading, But that's obviously for programming. That's our big event of the year is the summer reading program. So we're looking at outdoor story events. They'd have to be smaller than we've traditionally done to be in compliance with the governor's guidelines on outdoor gatherings. But we're trying to put together a summer program that would at least allow us to have some outdoor programming. And as I said, we're starting to think about programming and activities for post-pandemic. Some things like support for job seekers and, you know, lectures on, you know, or partnership programs on health, managing chronic health conditions, and just a ton of ideas. So we're looking forward to getting to the post-pandemic program.
Sounds
things
great.
Are moving that direction. So that's great.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Yes, thank you.
Anything else you guys have? Jim, any comments on the director's report? That's okay.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Rose.
Sure.
We're going to move to the old business, which is reopening criteria for Smith County Public Library. And do we have any updates on that, when you anticipate and what the guidelines will be?
So I'm proposing to you all three criteria that will guide our decision on when we can reopen. You know, as I said, we all want to get there sooner rather than later, but we need to do so in a way that's safe for staff and safe for the public. We don't want to become a spreader event.
No.
So the first criteria is that all library staff have been offered the opportunity to get a COVID vaccine. So far, we have 6 people, I believe, who have had 1 dose and 2 people who have had 2 doses. So of our total of 21 people, we're still short by a good bit. And I think that's common across the Commonwealth. So, you know, Smith County did put us in the 1B group, but 50% of the state of Virginia is in the 1B group. Mm-hmm. And so the Virginia Department of Health is saying it could be until April before there are enough doses available. So that's my first criteria, is that we want to have people vaccinated. My second criteria would be that we have declining cases in Smith County for 7 consecutive days. And the third criteria we've already met, which is that Smith County remains at or below 10% for 7 consecutive days. And when I was putting this together, we were already below that. So that criteria is already met. We just need to meet the other 2.
Okay. Well, how many days is it still increasing in Smith County, or are we going down?
Well, there have been like 2 or 3 days down, and then it goes back up.
Okay.
So
it's up and down.
It's up and down.
All right.
But I think the vaccination is going to be the one that holds us up
longer.
At this point. So Tracy has been working this heroically with the county, and now they've created the Virginia registry. So everybody who was on the county registry now has to go to the Virginia registry. But I know we got offered, she's working with Curtis Crawford, the county emergency manager, on getting people, you know, every time he has slots available, he lets Tracy know, and we find if somebody's available to go take one of the slots that he has. But
right.
We tend to kind of, he has 2 or 3, and he calls and says, okay, I've got 3 in Galax. Who can go to Galax?
Mm-hmm.
So
we're getting there.
We're working it.
Okay. All right. Well, it is what it is. I mean, we're doing all we can do to get back to being open.
Yeah, so I wish I could put a date on the calendar and tell you it'll be this date, but I just don't think I can do that.
Okay, so, all right, that was the old business. New business. What is the new business that we have to discuss tonight? Is there anything?
I don't have anything, but I didn't know if you all
if we would have anything. I think that since, you know, we Jim, our goal was to meet, and our goal is to try and, once we get all these kinks ironed out, is to get to every branch every 3 months. Like, you know, Chilhowee was going to be tonight, and we had a failure with the technology in the Chilhowee building. But despite the fact that we weren't able to meet there, I still want to give this kind of the Chilhowee theme night. And let you all have a chance to express, you know, kind of what, as you're the representative for Chilhowee on this board, and then Heather's here with us, if there's anything you all see that, you know, the board of trustees can do to support, efforts in Chilhowee. Is there anything that you see that we can do better or improve upon? And
Heather, you want to go first?
Well, we appreciate all your work to try and get it there. We know it wasn't for lack of trying that we aren't there tonight, but we do appreciate the effort.
And we are about to fix this. The current E-rate solicitation that we have going is going to enable us to fix the problem that we had in Chilhowee tonight.
So when we
award this Category 2 E-rate contract, it will be able to get internet into the whole facility for us.
So we will be able to go
so
down
we will
there.
Be able to get there.
Okay. So Heather, is there something else you were going to report there? Or?
I don't have anything specific, no.
Okay.
Everything.
Well, we appreciate holding down the fort down there in Chilhowee. We know you're doing a great job, and a lot of positive things are coming out of there, and just keep up the good work. And Jim, do you have anything that you would like to say about, like, Chilhowee and the services, or?
Yeah, well, like Lynn Pease, I'm going to sing Heather Carter's praises, and we're thankful for her, and I think we got a great facility. And concerned about the roof leak. That's the first I've heard of it. I'll keep in touch on that. And then also, I kind of call it the Yellow Brick Road, or that curved path, the library path that goes down to Highway 11. It's kind of been my for the last year, I've been trying to get VDOT to put a crosswalk there. And I mentioned it to Heather the other day, and she said, that we ought to get like a sign. I'm sure all y'all have driven and seen like an airport sign or a hospital sign. And I think I forwarded this to Rose, but anyway, it's a little blue sign that says library. I don't know if we can get that included with this crosswalk, but anyway, I don't know if that'll increase the usage of the library, but I think it'll hopefully get it more on the map.
That's a good idea.
That's an excellent idea.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea to get a library sign down there.
Sure.
Yeah, I credit Heather for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Is there anything else, Jim?
No, ma'am. I appreciate it. And thanks for the focus on Chilhowee this evening.
I think that we're going to continue that in a rotation, you know, at least make sure we're getting focus in. If we can't be there, we're at least going to have it on the discussion. So thank you all for what you're doing there. And there's no other new business. We'll go ahead to the arrangements for the March meeting, and it's kind of the same thing. We want it next month would have been a rotation to Saltville. Heather isn't with us this evening. I know they had some things going on there. The third Thursday in March falls on March 18th, so that will be the evening of our next meeting. It'll be at 5:30, and we will work with Rose and Heather, and everybody will try and get that meeting in Saltville if we can address the internet connectivity and the access to the building. So we can have that and maybe have a report from their friends as well in next month's meeting.
Okay.
Are we able to meet in Saltville?
We're going to try and make sure that we have the internet available and the room.
Okay, great.
Yeah, because we definitely can't do it in the library building.
No.
So our plan for January was to do it in their town council room, but then they had a special election, and then before that, I know their building was closed to the public.
Right.
I don't know if it's open to the public yet. So we'll find out.
The goal is to be in Saltville on March 18th at 5:30, unless you hear otherwise, and we change the venue. With that, I think we just need a motion to adjourn till next month.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
I'll second her motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you guys for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Productive meeting. We appreciate it. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Heather.
Yes, ma'am.
Good to hear you guys at least. Hope you're all doing well.
Yeah, I'm going to have Horses funding, and that big crosswalk, it's squeaky wheel gets the grease. So anytime you got a chance to talk to VDOT or stir up the county as well, or anybody who has some input, please do that.
So we can all.
We can all start calling, right?
Yeah, and Josh Lewis is our representative for Chilhowee, and I'm real fortunate that I know him and his brother, and I think they're working on it. And it's gotten the attention, it just hasn't gotten approved yet.
Okay, well, that would be great, I think, to get that on the road there. That's a great idea.
Yeah, because you'll have, you know, on one down a few blocks and the library on the other, it'll hopefully facilitate as well as, you know, safety concerns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. So we'll work on it.
Thanks so much. Y'all have a nice evening.
Bye-bye.